Okay, today's daf Mem Aleph. We're on Mem Aleph Beit by the Mishnah, and we'll learn today's daf to Le'ilah Mishmat. Gibor ben Gidon, whose yahrzeit is today, and Shama should have an aliyah. Okay, next. Mem Aleph Beit, more mums. Hold off to say about mums. So, Zonov, tail, ha'egel, tail of a goat, egel's not a goat, egel is a calf. Sheinu magas la'arkov, that doesn't reach to the arkov, or to the arkov. The arkov is the place where the thigh and the leg, the place where the leg and the thigh meet. If the tail does not reach that area, that's a mum. Amru chachamim, because the chachamim said, kol ma'arbes ha'gal cave. That's the normal length of a tail. The normal length of a tail of a calf is that it reaches down some point on the leg. And if the tail doesn't reach there, it's a mum. Kolfman, shihu magadlin, hein nam tachos. As the calf grows older and gets bigger, the tail gets longer to always be in that area. Okay? And if it's too short, that's a mum. Ezu arkov, sha'amru, what's the arkov? Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omar Arkav the Emta Hayera. It's the middle in the thigh. The middle point in the thigh. And one line of Gemara, Tana, Kafita Elyon Velo Kafita Tachton. The upper thigh, the upper joint, and not the lower joint. Kinegdo Bagamal Nikar. In a camel, that joint, the camel has, there might be a picture of it in the art scroll. A camel is an animal that has really two knees. The upper knee. The upper joint. Right, and actually, you can see it in a camel. It's more recognizable. It's more prominent. Okay, I don't have anything more to add on that topic. Okay, next. Al elu mum in shochtei es habachor. Every mum we mentioned before. Every mum that we mentioned, you can shecht the bachor. All those mums meant you cannot bring it as a carbon. Therefore, you can inshecht it in your backyard. Right? Al elu mum shochtei es habachor. All the mums we mentioned, you can check the bachor. U psuli hamakdashin, and they're psuli hamakdashin. If it would not be a bachor, it would be a regular carbon. And had that mum, it would become pasul. And niftin alayin, you'd have to redeem it. What that means is you have an animal, you donate it for a carbon, you got a mum. If you buy it back, you pay $100, and the animal becomes chulin, and you have to use that money to buy a new animal. This mission doesn't say anything. Right? As a matter of fact, the Gemara points out, Hasu Lamali. What do I need this Mishnah for? Ha Tanale Resha. We started off the parak like this. Al Elu Mumin Shokhtan Zabachar. For the following mums, we shech the Bachar. The Gemara says, well, Seifa Itzricha. The Seifa was not said before. What does Seifa say? Seifa says, Psuli HaMakdashin if Tanalein. A Psuli HaMakdashin, right? An animal that had a carpet that got puzzled, also has to be redeemed. So the Gemara says, that Hanami Pshita. That's obvious. Why? Because it's the same issue. Mishchat Shach Shachtina Mifrak Mibaya. If I shecht the Bachar because it has this mum, so I don't redeem other animals because I have this mum? What's the difference? Same thing. So the Gemara says, Ella, I did the Tana Shlosha. Since we said earlier that there were three mums that they added on, that Ayala added on, three mums Ayala added on, Shlosha Hosef, he added on three, but Amrulo, Lo Shemana was Elu. And the Chachamim said, never heard of those three. That we never heard of. Right? The Katani Va'asi Diachidoi. Then we had Mishnayas, as Rashi points out. Then we had Mishnayas of individual people. Okay? Look at Rashi, of Va'asi Diachidoi. Mishum Damrin la'el lo shamanu. It's the first skinny line. Mishum Damrin la'el lo shamanu. We started off by saying, we had some mums. Then Ayala said, I have more mums. And then we said, oh, I never heard of those. Right? Never heard of that. So then we had lo shamanu. Ela es elu harishonim shamanu biyavna. We only have the ones we heard in Yavna. Ayala, I'm sorry, we don't know what you're talking about. Bahadar tana, and then we continued in the Mishnayis. These are mums that were not universally accepted. Ella, yichidoi ka'amri lahu. Individual people said, kigon, rechinin ben antignas, rechinin ben gamliel. Right? Then the Mishnah, go back to yesterday's daf, you know, rechinin ben antignas said this, and this one said this. All these different individual people. So therefore, salka daitach, I would have thought, pligi rabbanan alayhu. Rabbanan argue on those. Individual people said them. Lahachi hadar stam akulu al elu moment shalchtin. That's why we have this Mishnah here to recap. By the way, all those Mishnayot that were said by individual people, they were all a halacha. We accept them all. Except Ayala, there was an issue, but we said at the end we accepted them anyway. Right? That's what it's saying. V'ketani v'asavichadai, back in the Gemara. V'kasasim le la b'kulu, and therefore we end off al elu mumin shokhtin et habachar u'psuli ha'makdashin efter leim. Then we end off with this Mishnah that says, and by the way, everything we just mentioned, they're all valid mums. And if it's a mum, they're all halacha. If it's a mum, you checked it in your backyard. And if it would be a carbon, not a carbon, then you have to be demon. Now, the mission is going to discuss mums that are temporary mums. Therefore, it's not a permanent mum. Therefore, you can't bring it as a carbon. Because at the end of the day, it has a mum. But by the same token, you can't bring it as a carbon because it has a mum. You also can't shaft it in your backyard because you know the mum's going to go away. So what do? You have to wait it out. You have to wait for the mum to go away. Or wait for the mum to become permanent. Those are the two options. If it's a temporary mum, you can't do anything. You stop. What's a temporary mum? Elu she'ain shaftin alehin. These are the ones you can't shaft. Lo ba'mikdash, you can't shaft it. V'lo ba'medina, you can't shaft it. You can't shaft it in the Beit HaMikdash with the carbon. You can't shaft it anywhere else. What are they? Chavarvar, some white spots in the eye. Damayim, or tearing, she'ain kavuin, which is not constant. Remember, we had earlier, what tears, that couldn't stop, right? Very sensitive animal, cried a lot. Here, it's crying, not so much, but it does cry. Or, the next one, chutin ha'panimios, the inner, what's a chutin? Inner strands, from the teeth, from the gums, chenif gemu, that they got, they have some pagam, they have some issue, avalon chenaku, but they're not detached from the body. It's also a temporary mum. Ubal garav, some kind of shchin, some kind of ailment, I don't know, some kind of, on the fur, some kind of disease. Ubal yaveles, and an eye wart, I'm translating it as an eye wart, and bal chazazes, a different kind of shchin. Okay, a different kind of shchin, which will go away. Or that those are all considered temporary mums. They're not gay at all. They're not trephis. Those are trephis. Those are things that we said the animal not going to live. We're going to have in a minute. Someone's going to say one of these is a trapha. Trapha means it's not going to live. That you can't eat it at all. If you know it has a trapha, you're not allowed to eat it. Next, zakon, an old animal, chole or sick, or mizuham or smelly, or shenev deba avera, or you did an avera with it, kind of avera, right? Some kind of sodomy with the animal. Or shehemis adam, or kill the person, but only al pi'erech at all pi'bailam. We don't have two ways that happens. If we have two ways that happen, the behemoth gets killed. If the behemoth kills somebody, and we have two ways that the behemoth gets killed. If the behemoth had relations with somebody, and we have two ways for that, the behemoth gets killed. We don't have two ways. We have one aid, or the owner admits it. I saw that happen. I don't have another aid, but I'm not gonna be honest. So if that happens, you don't bring it as a carbon. Right? The Gemara is going to go through it. These aren't temporary now. Yeah, don't. Elderly animals, not temporary. Or tumtum, or an androgynous. Loba mikdash, loba medina. These can't, they're similar in the sense that they can't be brought anywhere. So an elderly animal, it's a bakar. Whatever reason, you waited 20 years. Now it's old and sick. So you can't bring it as a carbon. We're going to say you can't bring it as a carbon because it's not appropriate for Hashem. It's not nice. By the same token, what's the head to the shaft in your backyard? What's the head to? Therefore, you're stuck. In that sense, it's like a mum over. You can't, the point is you're stuck. You can't do anything with it. It's a smelly animal. That's not a cover dick to bring to a carbon. There's nothing wrong with it. So you can't bring it for a carbon, right? Why? Because it's smelly. What's the head to the shaft by your house? Nothing wrong with it. You're not allowed to. Why? Because you can't bring it for a carbon. How can you shaft it in your house? No heather. Right? So you're stuck with it. These are all these cases you're stuck with it. Yeah. Yeah, what? Yeah. So you're stuck. So what's the cutoff? I think the Gemara is going to talk about what age is it. How old is it? Same thing with the trumpet of an androgynous. The suffix. Is it a male? Is it a female? I have no idea. So I can't bring it as a carbon. It's a suffix. So I can't shaft it either. Maybe it's not a suffix. Maybe it's a suffix. Same suffix. So I'm stuck. So the Gemara is going to talk about that also. Shimon Omer, and the mum gadol mizeh. It's androgynous? There's no greater mum than that. What does he mean by that? There's no greater mum by that. Right? So because the Gemara is going to say, well, let's say it's a male. Let's say it's a female. Well, let's say it's a male. Why do you have a suffix? Why do you have a suffix if it's a male? The answer is, because there's some female simanim over there. You're not sure what it is. Those are a mum. Whatever's there is a mum. And look at mum gold, it's a mum. Now, biologically, I have no idea what this means. Right? But he's saying, if it's a male, there's also female organs over there, and you have a suffix, what this is, whatever's there is a mum. Says Rabbi Gamliel. Says this Rabbi Shimon. The Chachamim Omer, ain't a Bechar, el of Nigzatz Menevat. Says the Chachamim, just the opposite. It's so not a mum. It's so not a mum, it's not even a Bechar. You can even shear and you can even work it. It's so not a mum. In other words, it's so not a Bechar. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, the Garav Lo, Garav I translated as, what did I say Garav was? Garav was some kind of Shechin. Garav Lo? Garav's not a mum. Vaksiv, Garav Baraita. Garav's in the Pasuk. In the Pasuk of the Mums, right? In the Pasuk of the Mums, Garav is in that Pasuk. How can you tell me it's not a mum? So the Gemara answers. The next one. The Chazaz is low. Chazaz is, I said, another kind of Shechin. It's not a mum? Vaksiv, it's Baraita. It's in the Torah. Vitanya, Garav Zacheres, Yolefet Zechazaz is Hamitris. Okay? So they're both in the Torah. How could you tell me they're not mums? Bamar Shlakish. Lama Nikwa Shema Yalefes. Why is it called Yalefes? Shema Lafefes Volechet Ad Yom Mita. Because it never goes away. It continues till the day of death. Right? It keeps on growing and growing till the day of death. Why is it a mum over if that's the case? So that's the Kasha. What kind of mum over is this? This is a bona fide mum. So the Gemara answers. Now, we have two Kashas. One is on the Garav and one is on the Chazazes. How could the Mishnah say they're temporary mums? The Torah says they're permanent. Those are the two kashas. So now the Gemara says, "Bishlom a chazazes a chazazes lo kasha." Maybe chazazes is not a kasha. Why? Kan chazazes hamitzvah. The Torah was talking about the Egyptian chazazes. That's a bona fide mum. That's a real mum. Kan the Mishnah was talking about chazazes the alma. Stam chazazes. In other words, chazazes the mitzvah is much stronger, much more damaging, much more permanent mum. That's a terrible shchin. That is permanent. The Mishnah is talking about a much lighter one. Ela garav agarav kasha. How are you going to answer garav? The Mishnah said garav is a temporary mum. The pasuk says it's a permanent mum. How do you reconcile that? So the Gemara says garav agarav namilo kasha. Also not a kasha. Ha bala. The Mishnah was talking about moist garav. Moist. That's only temporary. Ha b'yavesh. The pasuk was talking about dry. So lach, isti, itzi. If it's lach, if it's moist, there's a chance it could heal. Yavesh lo misti. If it's dry, it's not going to heal. Okay? Now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Balach mitzi? The moist is going to heal? How could that be possible? Boksiv, it says in the Tochacha, Yakka Hashem, Hashem's going to strike you, b'shchin Mitzrayim, Hashem's going to strike you with Shechin in Mitzrayim. And the pasuk continues. The key is the pasuk, the part of the pasuk is not here. The pasuk continues. uba techorim, and with techorim, uba garav, and with garav, uba cheres, and with cheres, ashol lo sucha lehei rafe. You're never going to get better. Torah says that. It's never going to get better. You're never going to get healed. Now, Torah doesn't make a distinction. Obviously, all garav is never going to get healed. So how could you answer? How could you answer? The Mishnah was talking about garav that's going to heal. Garav doesn't heal. So we're still stuck with our question. Because the Torah said that. Exactly. But we're talking about the same garav. Garav won't heal. You're going to be smitten with this. It's not going to heal. And by the way, it's also a mum. There's two psukim. One person says it's a mum. One person says it's not going to heal. And our Mishnah says it's temporary. How could that be? So he said, tried to say, well, our Mishnah is talking about moist. Torah says you're going to get garb, it's not going to heal. What's moist, not moist, what's the difference? Not going to heal. How do you reconcile that? Right? So the Gemara is going to give a similar type of answer. So the Gemara is going to give one answer right now. The Gemara is going to say, Ella, Flossahabi. There are three types of garb. Dikra, Yavesh, did I skip? No. Umidichsiv, Ubacheres, Harigarov. Umidichsiv, Ubacheres. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the opposite. It gets worse. Because the Pasuk says, I'm going to give you, the Tolkien says, I'm going to give you Garov, and I'm going to give you Cheres. What's Cheres? The Gemara says cheres is moist garav. So umidichsev uba cheres hari garav lach amur. That's moist garav. Ubekamar shalulululi lirafei. It's never going to get better. So the Torah says you're going to get garav or moist garav makes no difference. It's never going to get better. And it's also a mum. How can the mission take temporary? The Gemara answered el tlasahabi the krah. There are three types of garav. Yavesh if it's dry, bein mibifnim, bein mibachut, inside and outside. Masnitsan, that's part of the pasuk. The Masnitsan, the Mishnah was, lach mibachot umibifnim. Moist inside and outside. And since it's moist, it's not such a terrible mum. And the Mitzrayim, yavesh mibifnim. Moist on the inside. I'm sorry, dry on the inside, lach mibachot, and dry on the outside. The chsiv, like it says, by makas shchin, by yehi, shchin aba abuos, hareach ba'adam. Okay? So there's three types. Our Mishnah was talking about one type, and the Pasuk is talking about the other two types. Okay? Asks Tosfos, wait a minute. If the Pasuk is talking about the Shechin that was given in the Makkos, it's never going to heal. In the stomach, the Egyptians didn't have Shechin the rest of their lives. That didn't heal. The Torah says it doesn't heal. Everyone who had Shechin died? Right? Tosfos answers, there was an ace. Right, let's do the Tosfos inside. Ela Tlasahavi. There are three psukim. Dikra ba gabe mumin. Dikpasik by mumin. Didarshin on day. Zecheres yavash. Mibifnim umibachut. That's inner and outer. That's terrible. It's never going to heal. Dimitzrayim. In the one, the Egyptian one is lach mibachut. Yavash mibifnim. The kiva, the yavash mibifnim. Lo mitzi. Since it's dry on the inside, it's not going to heal. V'im nisrafu b'menu ha-mitrim. The Egyptians got healed. Shem ma'ma'ez an ace, it must have been an ace. There's no other answer. How on earth did the Egyptians not have Shechin the rest of their life? It must be, I would have given a different answer. I would have said, the difference between garb of an animal and garb of a human. That's what I would have said. Nobody asked me. Right? That's what I would have answered. To me, it's such a simple answer. The garb of an animal is different than the garb of a person. The animals didn't get Shechin, only the humans. That's what I would have. I don't know why. I guess it must be. It's not true. That's my own. Okay. Next, hazakon v'achol v'abzum. If it's old, sick, or smelly, all those things are considered. They're not mums. However, since you can't bring them for a carbon, why? Because they're not beautiful. There's no hetter to shechter in your backyard. Therefore, you're stuck with it. But ahani mili. How do you know all this? Tana rabbanan. Because it says, minatzon, minaksavim, o minatizim. You can bring a carbon from the tzon, ksavim, or izim. Either one. What does that exclude? Why give me every animal? Prat, l'chole, l'zakar, l'chole, umazuma. To exclude a chole, an elderly animal, a sick, and a smelly. And shrich, I need all three. Di, kaza rechmana, lamute, zake, zakar. If we only would have had a pasuk to exclude an old one, the lohadar bari, it's never going to get younger. Never going to get younger, right? Avol chole, but a sick one, the hadar bari, which could get better, aim a low. I would say it's not excluded. That's still a valid animal. Why? It's going to get better soon. I just don't want to wait. It's yontif now. I'm here now. I have an animal now. So it's sick. So what? Because of ute chole, if I would have only had to exclude a chole, the la vorche. It's not so normal. It's not so usual. Animals are not really sick. If it's a sick animal, not so common. Avol zakon, but an elderly, dahinu urche, that's very normal. Hey, malo. I would say maybe it's not excluded. Maybe it's not excluded. That's because it's old. What kind of reason is that? Because the rachmana trei, limutehani, dechachishi. Maybe I would have said they exclude these two because they're weaker. A sick animal's weak, and an old animal's weak. Avol mazur, but a smelly one. The lo chachish, it's not weak. Ema lo, I would say it's not excluded. Vinami lute mizuam, maybe I would exclude a smelly one. Mishum demoiz, because it's moiz, it's repulsive. Avol hani delamayisi ema lo, the others are not repulsive, they're just old and sick. I would say no. Tzvichi, therefore, the Torah has to exclude all three. Mishinev deba avera, or you didn't have avera with it. Minahani mili, how do we know that? Tana rabbanan, it says min habehema. It says min habehema, lahotzi, to exclude roveya venirva. An animal that was engaged in sodomy. Mina bakar. What about mina bakar? Lahotzi yes hanevad. To exclude an animal that was worshipped. Menaton, lahotzi yes hamukta. To exclude an animal set aside. Everybody asks, wait a minute. Set aside for avodah zarah. If an animal set aside for avodah zarah is possible, then obviously an animal work is also possible. What kind of thing is that? The pasuk says to exclude an animal that was worshipped. And also to exclude an animal that was set aside to be worshipped. So if it's set aside to be worshipped, isn't it obvious that if it's actually worshipped, it's also asr? Why do we need two limudim? You hear that, Kasha? Good Kasha. So the answer is, it's possible. Some say that it means set aside means, not that I set it aside in my backyard. Okay, that one I'm going to worship tomorrow. That's not what it means. It means you brought it to the church. You brought it to the Beit Avodah Zarah already. That's what it means. So it's possible to worship it without doing that. You worship it in your backyard. It's possible to set it aside by bringing it to the base of Avodah Zarah. Just putting a tag on it that says Avodah Zarah doesn't count. That's nothing. Right? I mean, you're not a tzaddik. If you do that, you're intending to worship idols, but it's not considered muksa. Muksa means you have to bring it to the church. To bring it to the base of Avodah Zarah. So, it's possible to do one without the other. And they're both good apostle the animal. Okay? Minaton. So what about minatzon? Lahot it's hanogea. To exclude an ogea. The Gemara says, Hani b'nei ketol dinu. All these animals are chayiv misa. What are we talking about? All these animals are chayiv misa. Animal that's a avodah zarah is chayiv misa. Animal that killed somebody, animal that has no roveya nirve. It's all chayiv misa. What's going on here? So the Gemara answers, al pi eid echad, al pi bailim. No, it's only one eid. Only one eid saw that happen. So therefore, We don't think the guy made it up, but in our religion you need to aid him. Some stuff. So you can't do anything with it. Rashi said something wild. Look at the first wide line down there in Rashi. He says, Umashani, the answer is, Kigod, She'ein Shom Ella Eid Echad Badavar. It's only one eight. Oh, Habayalim Atman. Or the Baal himself is the eight. Ho do me Atman. He admits, my animal sodomized that girl over there. Or that kid over there. Happened. I saw it happen. I couldn't stop it. Listen to this Rashi. Deshuv ein niskol in habehemus. There's no skila for the behemoth. Why? The mode of knas potter. Mode of knas is potter. What purpose is Rashi talking about? Mode of knas potter? It's not a knas. Misa for an animal is not a knas. What does Rashi mean by that? You read that Rashi, he won't even stop saying, what on earth is he saying? Right? What? Mode of a knas? No, misa for the animal is not a knas. What? It's a din. The animal kills somebody. What about a human being? Human being kills somebody, so we're going to kill you. If you admit it, it's not a knas. What? Ah, so we say that. We say that the reason why you kill the animal and the people shouldn't see in the street, there's the animal that sodomized so-and-so. It's a big bazillion. So you get it out of the world. Take it away from the world. That's why you kill it. It's hard to say. Mutter cannot talk to me. I steal four times as much. If I steal the animal, I got to pay double. So if I admit it, I don't have to pay double. What's double? The knas. I should pay double. I heard the $100. I'll give you back $100. I'm going to give you back $200. The answer is the knas, the penalty. Right? Death penalty is not a penalty. Kill somebody, you get killed. Right? Why? Why? How do you know that on free will? Right, so they, so the answer, so what they say, what Rashi meant to say is that there's a halachic thing called modes of kenas pata. That's not what Rashi meant to say. Right? Not Rashi meant, it's not halachic over here, it's modes of kenas. What he meant to say is, the animal will not be killed based on the testimony of an owner. That's all he meant to say. Why not? Maybe he's an okay avidover, he's only one aid, right? That's because the halacha of modes of kenas pata doesn't apply here. That's what he meant to say. Okay. Very concise. Rashi's very concise and excessively wordy at the same time. You ever notice that? Right? It's excessively wordy and crazy concise at the same time. So that's the genius of Rashi. Okay, next. Now we're talking about Tumtum and Androgynous. Bishlama Tumtum, the Mikdash Lo, Dilma Nakevi. I understand why you can't bring a Tumtum. Because why? Maybe it's a female. And a female can't be a carpet, a Bukhar. And the Medina Lo, Dilma Zacharu. And it can't be brought in, and you can't check it in your backyard because maybe it's a zachar, right? Velas be muma, and there's no mum. El androgynous, wait a minute, an androgynous has both simonim. So bishlom mikdash lo dilman akevahu. I understand why you can't bring it for a carbon. Maybe it's a female. El be medina nami, not he the zachar he who, right? Maybe it's a male. Nevertheless, ta'asin nekevas charitz b'shachar aleh. Maybe the female organ there should cause it to have a mum. And therefore, even if it's a male, it's also a female, you can check it in your backyard. That's the kasha. Amar baya, amar kro. No, it says, o charut, o shavur. It says, o charut, o shavur. That's in the pasuk talking about the, how do they translate the word charut? Cut. Charut, dubya de shavur. In order for it to have a charut, it has to have a cut. It has to be similar to a broken bone. Ma shavur b'makom etzem, af charutz b'makom etzem. So it has to have a cut on a bone. So you're telling me that there's a female genitalia there that caused it. That's not on a bone. That's not a valid woman. My Rava says, below shavur, nami lo matzah zemarta charutz b'makom batzah avimumah. Even without that drush, I would say it's not a mum. Why? If you want to tell me that's a mum, kiv unto amar garov. Zecharos. Now we said that Garos, Garov, and Charos is the same type of shkin. Michrat Charos. That certainly makes a wound. That certainly makes a wound in your body. It makes some kind of scratch. How do you know that? The tzivk says, Umareo amok mina'ar. The tzaras, the shkin, is deeper than the skin. Meaning, it's a charitz. Kimareo chama amukum mina'tail. Just like the sun is deeper than the shade. So therefore, lichle rachmana charit, but the Torah say it has to have a charit, below by garav. I wouldn't need it to say a garav. Vamina, and I would know. Charut de lo maz have a muma. A charit, which is not so terrible, that's a mum. So garav de maz lo kolshkin. So for sure, garav is even worse. Kasa rachmana garav. The Torah writes garav. Lemeimar to tell you, the charut, the makom basar, lo have a muma. That a charut and the makom basar is not a mum. Therefore, not a mum. Okay? Now, therefore, an androgynous is not a mum. However, Rav Shimon Omer, Ein lecha mum gadol mizeh. He said it's the biggest mum of all. So, ka abaya lo amar, he can't hold like abaya, even though Rav Shimon lived before abaya, it means abaya's reasoning. Ka abaya lo amar, charot lo mizeh shavar lo mizeh. He doesn't hold from that whole drasha. How on earth is Rav Shimon saying it's a mum? Abaya said it's not a mum, and Rava said it's not a mum. Why is Rav Shimon saying it's a mum? That an androgynous behemoth is a mum. Why? Why is it a mum? So Abaya, he doesn't hold like. Abaya said that they're the same. He can't hold like that. Kirava nami lo amar. Doesn't hold like Rava either. Why? Dilma maybe, hey, chadalo min kara. That's, Rava's only true if it's not noticeable. But if it's noticeable, mum ra karina be. Then it would be a mum. Therefore, he holds it's a valid mum. It's very noticeable. You see, hey, this male and female samana over here. What's going on here? Very noticeable. Maybe he would agree it's a mum. Now the Gemara asks, boy Rava, my time at the Rishmol. So what's his reason at the end of the day? Is it mishpat pshitalei adroganas bacharhu umumo imo? Is it? It's a valid bachar. However, it has a mum. What's the mum? The female parts. Oh, Dilma, sefuki misapkale. Or maybe he was a suffix. I just don't know. Is it a mum or not? It's a suffix. Is it a bachar or not? It's a suffix. There's two ways to look at it. Either it's a bachar with a mum, or it's a suffix. What's the difference? Two differences. Not being a male. Not being a male at all. Exactly. So the Imtim Salomar Kamar. In other words, the Imtim Salomar. Imtim Salomar Bukhar Hu Hari Mumo Imo. In other words, really it's a Bukhar. Really it's a male. I've concluded it's a male. However, it has a mum. What's the mum? The female part. Lamanaf Kamina, what's the difference? So two differences. Number one, Lamilka say Ale Bishum Giza Vavoza. What if you work the animal? If it's a valid Bukhar, you get Malkus for that. If it's a suffix, you don't. Right? Or inami lemitzvah lekohen. You have to give it to a kohen. If it's a valid bechor, the kohen makes the barbecue. Has a mum. The kohen makes the barbecue. If it's not, it's a safek. Someone makes a fair olav haraya. Kohen says, "I want that animal." So you say, "Prove it. Prove it's a bale. I'll give it to you." Those are the two nafkaminas. Tashma. So Rabbi Eloi Omer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel androgynous bechor hu umumo imo. An androgynous is a bechor with a mum. So we resolved it. We resolved it. So Gemara says, no. Dilma imtim salama kamar. Maybe he's only saying that as an alternative. I don't know what to say. So maybe it's this. So Tashma, how about this proof? It says Zachar v'lona keva. This is talking about by an ola. Zachar v'lona keva is by an ola. Now kishu omer lamata Zachar, and it says the word Zachar a second time. Sheitamad lomar. Why don't you know Zachar a second time? You already told me it has to be a male. So Zachar. Right? To exclude a tumtum and an androgynous. Mani, who is the author of that statement? Ilei b'tanakama. If it's a tanakama, sveikahu, it's a suffix. V'asik kra lemute sveika. I need a pasuk to tell me that a suffix is. Hashem knows what it is. How can a pasuk be mamayit a suffix? That doesn't make any sense. Hashem knows it's either a male or a female. Hashem knows. We don't know. So the pasuk is zachar, not a androgynous. Why? It's a suffix. Hashem has a. I need a mia to tell me a suffix. Can't be possible. El rabbanon basroi. The rabbanon said. Remember what the rabbanon said? The rabbanon said it's not even a bachar. Therefore, you can shear it. So then, michad pra nafka. Why do I need two psukim? Why do I need two zachars to tell me the same din? The high bachar, the ha gavi bachar chad zacharu. By bachar it says zachar once. The chsiv ka. And the word Bechar is Mamayit everything. The word Zachar is Mamayit everything. Why by Ola do I need two Psukim? And by Bechar I need one Pasuk. Why? Obviously, Ella Pshita Rabbi Shmuel. Obviously, the Tara is Rabbi Shmuel. V'i Amarte Bishlam Rabbi Shmuel Mishma Pshita Le Hadawit Krolim Ute. If it's a Vadai male, but what? But it has a mum, that makes perfect sense. But if it was a suffix to him, do we need a pasuk to be mamayit a suffix? By Hashem, there is no suffix. So what have I proven? I've proven that it must be Rabbi Shmuel holds. It's really an androgynous. It's a bechor. But it has a mum. It must be that way. Because why would the pasuk exclude a suffix? Hashem knows whether it's a bechor or not. It's not a suffix by him. So I need a pasuk for that. It doesn't make sense. So my answer is no. La'ola, merely Rabbanan Basroi. Maybe it is Rabbanan. Aye, why do I have two psukim? Dagade Bechar, Tarti, Kroik, Sivi. Hazachar, Hazachar. I do have two psukim by a Bechar. It says Hazachar, it says Hazacharim. So one pasuk could be Mamaye females, and one pasuk could be Mamaye all these fakos, all these tumtums and androgynouses. I have the same thing by Bechar, I have the same thing by Ola. It's not a raya that it would be so strange. Therefore, I haven't resolved my question. I don't know the answer. Why did Rabbi Shmuel say it's a muk? Is it because it's really a male with a mum, or it's a suffix, and we don't know the answer? All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up by the two dots over here tomorrow. Everybody have a good day, and a frilla.